Hello, this is Jay, and welcome to our first audio diary. This particular 5-minute audio diary, and that's because these clips are limited to 5 minutes on the app. Anyway, I want to reflect on the quality of family time we've been having lately with A's parents, or M's grandparents, visiting, and also M's uncle visiting for a while late last year as well. It was really nice to explore Chiang Mai again with M's uncle. And also, while A's parents were here, we made a trip to Sukhothai, a week in Laos, spent the holiday week actually in Laos, in Luang Prabang. And we also made a quick trip to Maesai, the border, northern border between Thailand and Burma, and visited the Mae Fa Luang Garden and Royal Villa, which is between Chiang Rai and Maesai. I think it's worth a look. I really want to talk about how good this is, I think, for M, our daughter, to spend quality time with her grandparents and her uncle, and hopefully she'll look back on it with fond memories. I think the best gift we can think of to give to our child is our undivided attention and time. That's easier said than done, given all the work we do is online, in terms of my job, A's volunteer work, connecting volunteers to different organizations here using social media. But so by definition, that means we're online using the internet. And I'm such a total geek. I have gadgets with me at all times. And we started to think that for a while now that, you know, are we good role models for M? In other words, will she remember her parents or think about her parents only in the activity of staring at a screen? Is that going to be the image we're leaving with her as she grows up to become an adult? And so with our recent article talking about disconnecting to connect, that's sort of our attempt to sort of regain balance in our lives to make sure that when we're with people, we're actually with people, not half of our consciousness on some other task or playing on a screen of some kind. And I think that's something we're trying to get back to. So regardless of where we went, we had spotty Wi-Fi, which is actually a blessing because luckily I was in between quarters in terms of my teaching, so I really didn't have work to do. And it was actually nice not to have to even think about using the laptop, going online and so forth to take care of anything, because really we're just going to go on Facebook and kill time anyway. And so we realized that, you know, it's really okay to turn things off and spend some quality time together. And we still don't even have a television here at our new rental house that we moved in since October, and we don't really miss it. I know it's hard to believe being an American and having a TiVo machine back home. So the next adventure is going to Burma. My wife and her parents are already there. Em and I are here hanging out of the house. And it's awfully quiet here by myself when Em is at school. So it's kind of good and bad. I have time to think, to make podcasts, and to get my work done. But it also is a little bit too quiet, of course. But I'm sure all the extended family in Burma is very excited to see Em. It's going to be her first time to Burma. She's old enough to really have a good memory, I think, of this experience. And she'll have, we're missing a little school for that, but I think it's well worth it. And you may see many pictures about Burma with little kids with the natural makeup they put on their face. That's from a tree bark called Danaka. And my wife doesn't know this yet, but Em's been wearing that every morning now to go to school. She's just did it on her own. I think her mind is already on Burma as well. Anyway, that's it for now. My 5 minutes is almost up. This is recorded on an iPod Touch using the AudioBoo application. Our homepage is gotpassport.org. My wife's food blog is chililimegarlic.com. And my side hobby is at mygeekgarage.com. Okay, thanks for listening.